So I want to speak for a few minutes now about the concept of awareness and raising our awareness and the benefits of raising our awareness. And yet it's one of those things that's so mystical, ephemeral, you know, undefinable, that how do we know when we've raised our awareness, or what does that even really mean? So I'm going to give you a very concrete example to begin and to connect you to what does it mean to raise our awareness. I'd like to use a real life example from my own experience in the past week. And in a funny way, you'll get how powerful it is when we can connect this to a real life example. So I had to do a mandatory refresher driver's ed class, and it required 12 hours of sitting in a classroom like a student at a high school, but at night, and listening to a teacher tell us about driver's ed, driver safety. And a large portion of the booklet that we're supposed to study is signs. What means caution, what flashing lights mean, what a straight arrow means, what a straight arrow with a U-turn to the left, what a straight arrow with a U-turn to the right, a left turn arrow that is having a hook on it as opposed to one that doesn't, so it's a turn right now as opposed to turn after the intersection, and all these different signs of speed bumps and workers ahead and what the orange signs mean and the different colors. And I knew I had a test at the 11th hour, not a pun on the expression, but of a 12-hour class. At the end, it gave us an exam. So I was studying and reading, studying, mostly during the lectures, which is permitted. And what I found was a much higher awareness of signs after the 4 hours and then the 8 hours, and certainly after the 12 hours, which is now, that I don't think I would have been tuning. I know that I would not have been tuning in to road signs. I drive the way I drive. I see what I see. I've been driving for, you know, over 30 years. And, 34 years? And I know what to do on the road, but that doesn't mean that I'm paying attention that, oh, there's that dashed line and it means something. Or so much of it is intuitive, it's below the surface, and much of it I tune out because it doesn't seem to be necessary or relevant for me to track it. But now it's been brought to the surface, brought to my consciousness, brought to my awareness, to use that term, and now it shows up everywhere. So where can you think of examples in your life where that may be true? Something that if you began to read about it or learn about it or study in self-care you about it, that it'll start to show up in other places for you. That suddenly someone else will say, oh yes, I really need to be reading labels. Or someone else may say, yeah, I'm considering going on a gluten-free diet. Actually today that's much more common than it used to be 25 years ago when I began coaching. But where can you raise your awareness about something? And then we have to ask the question, why is that important? Why is it important to raise our awareness? Well, when we're closer to Hashem, we have a higher consciousness. We have a greater awareness, an awareness of being, an awareness of everything, an awareness of our gifts, our awareness of our grace, our awareness of our connection, and our awareness of our vision, which brings us where? To clarity about our mission in this lifetime. What are we here for? What are you here for? What drives you? What motivates you? What brings you to the passion of the day to wake up and want to succeed, to want to contribute, to want to do? Now, notice I don't say to do outside of your home or to go and build out in the world. It doesn't have to be that way. If what is your motivation is to make the home beautiful, if what is your motivation is to make your husband happy, that is a beautiful goal and mission in itself. If your goal is to grow and to have personal awareness, then absolutely make yourself more refined, more aware, more attuned, and more sensitive to that as your goal. Let me give another example about raising awareness, but not intentionally. When I was finished with college, I decided to go to graduate school in Boston, Massachusetts. And suddenly, it seemed like all the way out in California, where I was living, I was seeing license plates from Massachusetts. And I would meet somebody randomly who said that they were from Massachusetts. And I would be watching a cooking show and they were making Boston clam chowder. Whatever it was, all of a sudden, once it was in my field, it seemed to be everywhere. And that's the nature of the universe. That's the way things work. What we think about is what we attract. It's called the law of attraction. So one thing that we want to be working with is the concept that whatever you become aware of, if it's not serving you, you can't keep doing it. That's a spiritual law of nature. What isn't serving you, if you have awareness on it, you'll let it go. Let's give that some thought. Let me hear from you on the members forum. Go ahead and post your comments, please. And if you have any questions, we can bring them up in the conference call. Have a beautiful day.